Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, still a stationary truck on the N14 southbound coming from Ufius back towards Jean Avenue. There's also another crash in Pretoria, this one on the R21 heading into Monument Park. It is backing up from Klopperkop if you're coming from Fountain Circle southbound that way.
Load shedding is once more a reality. Eskom confirmed just a few minutes ago that stage 2 will be implemented from 4 o'clock today until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. The power utility cites a high demand and a loss of generation units. And reaction is streaming in after the decision to scrap a 0.5% VAT increase. Here's Kusato's Matthew Parks.
We are pleased that government led by the ANC has shown the humility to listen to COSATU and other organizations in society and the political maturity to respond decisively.
Moving abroad, Donald Trump directly called on President Vladimir Putin of Russia to halt attacks on Ukraine in a rare rebuke of the Russian leader. This after Moscow fired a barrage of missiles and drones at Kiev, killing at least 10 in the deadliest attack on the capital in months. Here's what he said, President Trump, about the attacks on social media, and I'm quoting this: "It's not necessary, very bad timing, Vladimir. Stop." More on these and other stories on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Fouché, back at 5.
Marlene, I feel like next time you should do that with the Donald Trump voice and the accent to be able to just get through. And we can ask yes. Rob to chip in as well, because he did a very good Donald Trump. Well, we start off our sports news with the Royal Challengers Bangalore against the Rajasthan Royals in the IPL. 61 without loss is the score at the moment after 6.5 overs. The opener is still doing the business for the RCB. Phil Salt on 26 and the former skipper Virat Kohli on 28 from 17 deliveries. So still early days indeed. It looks like they are setting themselves up for a big total. Leicester City striker Jamie Vardy will leave the club at the end of the season, bringing a close to a 13-year spell in which he established himself as one of the greatest players of the club. Leicester were relegated on Sunday with 5 games to go in the Premier League campaign after a 1-0 defeat at home to champions-elect Liverpool. Newcastle United manager Eddie Howe has returned to work at the club's training ground after recovering from pneumonia, just like me. Eddie Howe is 47 years old, of course, and he was admitted to a hospital early on in the month. He missed league games against Manchester United, Crystal Palace and Aston Villa. And Springbok and Hollywood Bet Sharks centre Andre Estreisen and his teammates are expecting Ulster to throw the kitchen sink at them in an attempt to win Saturday's round of 16 match in the Vodacom United Rugby Championship. This one happening at the Kingspan Stadium in Belfast. It'll be the last home game for some of the Irish province's stalwarts as well. And they want to be sending them off with a bang. Carlos Alcaraz, well, he's withdrawn from the Madrid Open. He's got an adductor injury that he sustained in the final defeat against Holger Rune in the Barcelona Open on Sunday. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Ross.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jack Rand FM.
Tried with you, saw my